If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the Voice Over Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today and hope you're doing well. On the podcast today, we take a little deeper look into a book introduced in a previous podcast with a chapter-by-chapter look at entrepreneurship, how to be an entrepreneur, start an online business, and become an influencer, written by John Winters, narrated by Russell Newton. 1. What is entrepreneurship? Entrepreneurship is the process of building a business venture from scratch. More than that, it's a way of life. The path of entrepreneur has been taken by many famous individuals like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Mark Zuckerberg, and Richard Branson, among others. These people have brought significant contributions to the world by creating new things and defying the status quo. Entrepreneurship is a lifestyle combined with the passion of learning new things, creating answers to problems, leading people towards a positive goal, and giving value to the world. Many of today's advancements have been brought by entrepreneurs and innovative thinkers. These people who have dared to be different and took on a great amount of risk are the reasons why the world is a better place to live in. Entrepreneurship as an alternative career option. Still, not everyone in the world is as perfect as many expect them to be. In several economies, the outlook is grim as there are fewer jobs offered to people. The opportunities for employment and gain become smaller each day. Instead of depending on big companies and corporate firms, you can start small and build your own enterprise. Entrepreneurship is a great alternative which can give you fulfillment in seeing your prized idea come to life. It seems that entrepreneurship is becoming more popular nowadays. More fresh graduates, for example, are starting their own food businesses instead of joining the ranks of corporate organizations. News and magazine interviews tell of younger individuals who eventually made millions from a business they started out as hobbies on top of their education. Of course, who can forget about those who have dropped out of school to pursue something bigger than a diploma? People like Steve Jobs have done this, and now... 2. How to become an entrepreneur. Becoming an entrepreneur is a mixture of science and art. You need plans to form the logic part of the business. This includes setting up shop, offering a product or service, and attaining business quotas to generate income. At the same time, running a business is an art form. You need to understand the inner workings of the mind of your customers to become profitable. Identify a niche. Before starting a business venture, settle on a niche which you will serve. Focus on that area and center your products and services based on what the niche requires. For example, you want to open a restaurant. Decide first what kind of food you'll serve your customers. Will it be healthy dishes, seafood meals, fast food fare, or dessert items? Write a business plan. The business plan is one of the most important resources of an entrepreneur. The plan highlights your vision, your mission, the goals of your business, and the financial projections needed by the business to stay afloat. Investors also require seeing the business plan before they decide to lend you money for capital in starting up shop. However, I want to contradict myself a bit here. A business plan is not everything. I've started several businesses without one. But in hindsight, a business plan does give you direction and a roadmap so you can follow your progress and make sure you are becoming successful. Offer value for a product or service. The nature of your business existence lies in the products and services you will offer to your market. Don't just offer what people need or want. Create value that will justify the price and the usability of your products and services. Better yet, invent. 3. Entrepreneurship success. Entrepreneurship is defined as a way of thinking, reasoning, and acting. This is according to Jeffrey Timmons in his book, New Venture Creation. It's more than just having the talent and skills. It needs to be properly and strategically planned. It also requires passion and discipline to build a business that will last and you will enjoy doing. This is just some of the characteristics an individual must have to attain entrepreneurship success. An entrepreneur is an individual who operates, manages, and controls a business in having the goal to earn profit. And to reach his goals, he must have these traits and attitudes. 1. Be passionate. Passion is an important ingredient to achieve success. This will take you to the highest of your potential to reach your goals. Do your best and you will exceed your limits as an entrepreneur. And to do your best, you must love what you're doing. Having no passion for work will just result to laziness and procrastination. If that happens, you'll never complete or attain your goals. 2. Be disciplined. You need to focus on your goals so that you can accomplish things needed in your business. If not, you'll need to make more time to repair the damages or spend more time to finish your products or services. There may also be changes from time to time about the demands of your customers and your capacity to work with it. It can give you stress. That's why you also need to be flexible. Whatever changes might happen in your business, you must be able to cope up with it. 3. Be a risk taker. As an entrepreneur, you must risk a lot of things, especially money, in starting your business. You must forget your fears and face the opportunities with confidence. From the start. 4. The common mistakes that first-time entrepreneurs must avoid. You will make mistakes. As a person, making mistakes is a normal part of life. The same goes with being an entrepreneur. You are alone in this venture, and you are the lone decision maker as well. Opportunities will present you plenty of events to test your will and determination. Some of these common mistakes are avoidable, though. Picking the wrong partners. Choose to associate with people who can contribute something different to the group. When it comes to traits, pick people who support what you do. Do not choose friends who will abandon you the moment circumstances get tough. Being stuck with the wrong kinds of people will become the death of your business. Always asking for help. It might occur to you that you don't have the slightest idea in running a business. In these times, it's okay to ask for guidance from people who had years of experience in running successful enterprises. However, learn to be independent and seek answers on your own. Asking for help a few times wouldn't hurt. But don't commit the mistake of letting other people run your business for you. You still have to call the shots. Not asking for help when you need it. Of course, you should also know when to bring people in to solve problems beyond your abilities. During these times, it is crucial to let experts have their say so that you don't thrash the business to the ground. The last thing you want to do as a business owner is to be arrogant and to be blind to the problems of the firm. If you let your ego take over, your business might find it hard to recover from its losses. Hiring the wrong people. One of the most difficult parts of running a business includes managing people. As an entrepreneur, you have to be vigilant in hiring the right people. 5. The 5 skills of a good entrepreneur. What makes up a good entrepreneur? What are the skills that good entrepreneurs possess? How can these skills be improved? How vital are these skills when it comes to running a business? These are the core questions that we'll seek to answer at the end of this book. We know that being an entrepreneur takes more than just spending money on building a business. It's more than being a boss. Being an entrepreneur is all about creating a culture of values that will lead both the company and the people towards the achievement of personal and corporate goals. An entrepreneur is not only responsible for the business, but he or she is also responsible for the lives of his employees. A good entrepreneur is not only after profit. Providing lasting customer value is equally important to him. Now, what are the five skills that make up a good entrepreneur? Creativity, good working standards, creation of product value, marketing, leadership. It's easy to become an entrepreneur. You just need money that you can invest in your chosen business venture and people to work for you. Once you have these two plus a business permit, you can already call yourself an entrepreneur. However, a good entrepreneur is like a pearl. It takes years of practice and commitment to company policies and goals. Good entrepreneurs do not only reap a lot of profits, but they also earn the trust and loyalty of their employees and customers. Good entrepreneurs create good brands that can last for generations. The business industry is a wild world, and if you are not a good entrepreneur, you will not survive in the wild. Good entrepreneurs know how to deal with people, and they take care of people. They know that to be able to stay in the business, they should set priorities and take a lot. 6. The startup business. Getting out of the rat race and gaining financial stability only has one solution. That is, to start your own business. However, this solution is not a path that everyone can walk on. This is because not all people are able to take the first step and establish their own business. It may be due to lack of funds or lack of knowledge on how to establish a startup business. This chapter aims to give information about how anyone can properly establish their startup business. Aside from the basics of this concept, it will also discuss the important elements that will make it successful. What you need to know about a startup business. Establishing your own business is one of the proven ways to bring financial stability to any person. However, not all people know how to set up their startup business as a way to achieve this goal. This chapter will aim to discuss what this concept is about, along with the basics surrounding it. What is a startup business? Whether you call it a startup business, startup company, or startup alone, all of these terms only have one meaning. This concept refers to any business establishment that is still on its initial phase of operation. Startups aim to discover niches or fields in the market that can give profit to its originators. What makes it different? Although all businesses go through the initial phase of operation and always engage in researching the market, startups are still different from the usual form of or non-startup business. The following points explain how these two are different. Startup businesses can be temporary. Unlike non-startup businesses, a startup could only be temporary. Think of it as a hit-and-miss activity, where the startup's originator presents an idea that may become an important problem. Chapter 7, Online Entrepreneurship. Why now is a good time to be an online entrepreneur? With the rise in the number of internet users, the World Wide Web has become a new arena for entrepreneurs and aspiring businessmen. The field of entrepreneurship has taken a whole new level by entering the online world. Online entrepreneurs have begun to emerge, showing people how to get rich in a different way. To keep up with the times and remain competitive, traditional long-term businesses also entered the scene to make money online. Having an online business does not only help you earn more money, but could also help you grow as an entrepreneur. Here, we've laid out a number of reasons why you should become an online entrepreneur now and how you can get rich by starting an online business. It is less expensive. Starting an online business is less expensive because it requires a low startup cost. You do not need to spend your money to buy a physical lot for your business or build an office that would require you to spend on materials you will need. You also do not need to spend so much on water and electricity bills that you would normally have to include in your budget when owning a physical business, because everything is done online. You can pay less to get a domain name and hosting for your site. It's easier to start. Building your own business online is easier because you do not need to go through the hassle of going to the site where your establishment is being constructed, and you do not need to worry about looking for a good location that would provide you with an excellent market. All you have to do is create your own account in online website shops or create your own site and slowly let your business grow by getting more viewers and having ads posted in your site. It is less risky. The reality is... 8. Social media marketing for online businesses. Before the World Wide Web, businesses depended primarily on word-of-mouth marketing of their business by consumers. This, as well as television and radio ads that most consumers tuned out as soon as they began airing, were the primary venues associated with marketing. Today, social media outlets have allowed online businesses to get the word out more quickly and efficiently, and have also created a gateway for controlling the image businesses are presenting to the public. It takes time and patience to build a strong presence for your online business, but the perks of social media marketing can be invaluable. Business recognition and quality control are things that could break a marketing budget with traditional marketing techniques. Social media marketing gives you, the business owner, the control and power to drive your success in a more cost-effective manner, while also allowing you to create and meet your time constraints. Business recognition. Everyone is using social media these days. It's not limited only to connecting with your family and friends. It's everywhere, and it's an open avenue for marketing your online business. Social media venues such as Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, and Pinterest offer users the ability to specify keywords to target their marketing efforts. Automatically, your ads are being viewed by consumers already interested in what you have to offer. You've now saved money and countless hours of footwork in locating your target audience. While there are some fees involved in promoting or marketing your business through social media, the financial burden is much less than hard copy or printed ads might cost. The business can also control. 9. Lifestyle design. The concept of lifestyle design. The purpose of living. Do you want to know what lifestyle design is? To do that, start by imagining yourself living the life you've always wanted, doing the things you've always dreamed of when you were a kid. Then, focus on your life right now and start asking serious questions such as, 1. Are you living the kind of life you dreamed of when you were little? 2. What happened along the way? 3. What makes you happy? 4. What do you love doing? 5. Why are you not living your ideal life yet? 6. What is stopping you from making that leap of faith? It's likely, though, that you're looking for answers and you feel stuck. Count yourself among those who are not getting any fulfillment with the work they're doing. Somewhere along the way, reality hit you hard in the face. As some say, idealists have no place in this world. You had to find a job. You had to get married early. You had to work to finance the expenses associated with starting a family. You need to buy the biggest house you can afford and maybe a car or two. You take vacations at luxurious destinations at least twice a year. This is the great American dream. However, it's not unlikely that you aspired for something a bit different. What if your idea of happiness lies in doing what you love all the days of your life, and that excludes having a boring desk job? Welcome to the newest concept in town that might have the answers you're looking for: lifestyle design. The key idea of design. The concept has been around for ages. For many years, people have talked about living a lifestyle that is different. This has been Entrepreneurship: How to Be an Entrepreneur, Start an Online Business, and Become an Influencer. Written by John Winters. Narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2019 by John Winters. Production copyright by John Winters. Please be sure to visit Amazon.com or Audible.com for more information on this book and the author. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With a collection of trivia, research, news stories, and knowledge from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, this has been the Voice Over Work Podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.
We'll be right back.